हरे कृष्ण जयो राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जयो राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जनवल्लभ गिरिवरधारी गोपी जनवल्लभ गिरिवरधारी यशोदनंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरावनचारी यमुना तीरावनचारी जयो राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जनवल्लभ गिरिवरधारी यशोदनंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरावनचारीन यमुना तीरावनचारी जयो राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जयो राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. जय ओम विष्णु पाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अशोक ऋषिमत अभय चरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत गोस्वामी श्री प्रभुपाद की इस्कॉन ब्यूटी फाउंडर आचार्य श्री प्रभुपाद की ग्रंथरा श्रीमद भागवतम की संवेद गौर भक्त वृंद की हिताय गौर प्रेमानंदे ऑल गोरीस असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल गोरीस असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल गोरीस असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज all guris, all guris, Shri Guru and Shri Gauranga. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 2, Chapter 9, Text Number 1. Shri Shuka Uvacha. Shri Shuka Uvacha. Atmamayamrite Rajan. Atmamayamrite Rajan. परस्यानुभवात्मनः परस्यानुभवात्मनः न घटे तार्त संबंध न घटे तार्त संबंध स्वप्न द्रष्टुर इवांजसा स्वप्न द्रष्टुर इवांजसा श्री शुक उवाच आत्ममायामृते राजन् परस्यानुभवात्मनः न घटे तार्त संबंध स्वप्न द्रष्टुर इवांजस श्री शुक उवाच आत्ममायामृते राजन् परस्यानुभवात्मनः न घटे तार्त संबंध स्वप्न द्रष्टुर इवांजस శ్రీశుక ఉచ ఆత్మమాయామృతేరాజన్ పరస్యానుభవాత్మనః న ఘటేతార్థ సంబంధ స్వప్నద్రష్టురివాంజస. శ్రీశుక ఉచ ఆత్మమాయామృతేరాజన్ పరస్యానుభవాత్మనః న ఘటేతార్థ సంబంధ స్వప్నద్రష్టురివాంజస. శ్రీశుక ఉచ మాతజీస్ శ్రీశుక ఉచ పరస్యానుభవాత్మనః న ఘటేతార్థ సంబంధ స్వప్నద్రష్టురివాంజస. శ్రీశుక ఉచ. శ్రీ సుఖదేవ్ గోస్వామి సెడ్, ఆత్మ, ద సుప్రీం పర్సనాలిటీ ఆఫ్ గాడెడ్, మాయామ్ ఎనర్జీ, రితే వితౌట్, రాజన్ ఓ కింగ్, పరస్య ఆఫ్ ద ప్యూర్ సోల్, అనుభవ ఆత్మన ఆఫ్ ద ప్యూర్లీ కాన్షియస్, నా నెవర్ ఘటేత, ఇట్ కెన్ సో హ్యాపన్. అర్థ మీనింగ్ సంబంధ రిలేషన్ విత్ ద మెటీరియల్ బాడీ, స్వప్న డ్రీమ్ ద్రష్టు ఆఫ్ ద సీయర్, ఇవ లైక్ అంజసా కంప్లీట్లీ. ట్రాన్స్లేషన్ పర్ఫార్మ్డ్ బై శ్రీ ప్రభుపాద్. Shri Sukadeva Goswami said, O king, unless one is influenced by the energy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, there is no meaning to the relationship of the pure soul in pure consciousness with the material body. That relationship is just like a dreamer seeing his own body working. Purport. Maharaj Parikshit's question as to how a living entity began his material life, although he is apart from the material body, is perfectly answered. The spirit soul is distinct from the material conception of his life, but he is absorbed in such a material conception because of being influenced by the external energy of the Lord, called Atma Maya. This has already been explained in the first canto in connection with Vyasadeva's realization of the Supreme Lord and his external energy. The external energy is controlled by the Lord, and the living entities are controlled by the external energy, by the will of the Lord. Therefore, although the living entity is purely conscious in his pure state, he is subordinate to the will of the Lord in being influenced by the external energy of the Lord. In the Bhagavad Gita 15.15, also the same thing is confirmed. The Lord is present within the heart of every living entity, and all the living entities' consciousness and forgetfulness are influenced by the Lord. Now the next question automatically made will be, why the Lord influences the living entity to such consciousness and forgetfulness? The answer is that the Lord clearly wishes that every living entity be in his pure consciousness as a part and parcel of the Lord, and thus be engaged in the loving service of the Lord as is constitutionally made. But because the living entity is partially independent also, he may not be willing to serve the Lord, but may try to become as independent as the Lord is. All the non-devotee living entities are desirous of becoming equally as powerful as the Lord, although they are not fit to become so. The living entities are illusioned by the will of the Lord, because they wanted to become like him. Like a person who thinks of becoming a king without possessing the necessary qualification, when the living entity desires to become the Lord himself, he is put in a condition of dreaming that he is a king. Therefore, the first sinful will of the living entity is to become the Lord, and the consequent will of the Lord is that the living entity forget his factual life and thus dream of the land of Utopia, where he may become one like the Lord. The child cries to have the moon from the mother, and the mother gives the child a mirror to satisfy the crying and disturbing child with the reflection of the moon. Similarly, the crying child of the Lord is given over to the reflection, the material world, and to lord it over as a karmi, and to give this up in frustration to become one with the Lord. Both these stages are dreaming illusions only. There is no necessity of tracing out the history of when the living entity desired this. But the fact is that as soon as he desired it, he was put under the control of Atma Maya by the direction of the Lord. Therefore, the living entity in his material condition is dreaming falsely that this is mine and this is I. The dream is that the conditioned soul thinks of his material body as I, or falsely think that he is the Lord and that in everything in connection with the material body is mine. Thus, only in dream does the misconception of I and mine persist life after life. This continues life after life as long as the living entity is not purely conscious of his identity as the subordinate part and parcel of the Lord. In his pure consciousness, however, there is no such misconceived dream. And in that pure conscious state, the living entity does not forget that he is never the Lord, but that he is eternally the servitor of the Lord in transcendental love. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadatisva Padantikam Vandeham Shri Guruho Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Vitamsha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari वृषभानो सुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये वांचा कल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासदि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा राम रामा हरे हरे। शिशुको वाचा आत्ममायामृते राजन् परस्यानुभवात्मना न घटे तात संबंधा स्वप्न दृष्टु रिवांजस। ओ किंग, अनलेस वन इज इन्फ्लुएंस्ड बाय द एनर्जी ऑफ द सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉड, देयर इज नो मीनिंग टू द रिलेशनशिप ऑफ द प्योर सोल इन प्योर कॉन्शियसनेस विद द मटेरियल बॉडी। दैट रिलेशनशिप इज जस्ट लाइक ए ड्रीमर सीइंग हिज ओन बॉडी वर्किंग। Hare Krishna, seek all blessings of all devotees that I can speak on the wonderful Bhagavatam that is giving us insights into the origin of our conditioned state and also giving us the way by which we can go back to our eternal position in the spiritual world. And this question that is posed here is something that that comes very naturally. There is a article by His Holiness Jayadvait Maharaj in which he says this, that as soon as we come to know that this is not our eternal home, this is not our true habitat, then it's natural to ask, then why did I come here and when did I come here? And for the question of when, there is no exact answer, because time only controls the material universe, and in the spiritual realm there is no concept of time. So when in the spiritual world did we come? So because there is no time aspect, and therefore usually it is said anadi, it is long back, the usual tendency, usual timeline. And Shukadeva Goswami, he is answering by citing, as the chapter name is, by citing the Lord's version. So very soon, in few verses, we'll see the discussion between Lord Brahma and Lord Narayan about the questions that Parikshit Maharaj asked. And this particular question that this particular answer that Parikshit what Shukadeva Goswami is giving is to a verse or a question that he had asked in the previous chapter, 7th verse, 2.8.7, in which he asks that our situation, is this because of some accident? That, no, are we here because of some accident, or are we here because of something, some other reason? And the jiva's relationship with the body, is it due to a cause, or is it just the Lord, threw us, some of us, into this material world? And this is a theological question that many religions, no wonder that how did we get stuck here? Hum yahan pe aaye kaise? And there are also a lot of debates about this. A lot of articles, sometimes heavy fights or, you know, even deviations or people distancing themselves from the main path because they think that the way I perceive is not the one which is there. And also, externally, there are different versions that the acharyas tend to give. There's some versions that say that the jiva, it came from the Brahma Jyoti, from the energy, from the effulgent light, and it didn't come from the spiritual world, from the Goloka or the Vaikuntha. And that's, and the reasoning that is given is that because anyone that is there is so satisfied with the Lord that how can they choose to come here? But those who are in the Brahma Jyoti, they, because they don't have positive engagement, so therefore they kind of choose to, instead of, so we originated in the Brahma Jyoti, and instead of going to the right path towards the spiritual realm, we chose to go to the left path. But Prabhupada always, you know, denied this. And other acharyas said, this is only partial understanding, that even before the Brahma Jyoti, that we originally come from the spiritual realm. And then there is another, that we came from Lord Narayan's body. When he breathes out, then that's how we originated. That's also partial, because at the end of every universal annihilation, all the jivas that are there, they go into the Lord Narayan's body. They are in a stupor, they are in a slumber. And that's also, that's not the true origin. That's in relation to the our coming into this universe. Yes, we came from Lord Narayan's body. So there are so many, you know, levels of understanding this, that where did we come from? That's like if I ask any of you, from where did you come? Say, Prabhuji, I came from this door. But yes, you came from this door, but it's not that eternally you are just outside the door. Or you can say you came from the gate. That's a little broader. And then you can say, I came from Grand Road Station or VT. But that's also partial. Then as you keep expanding the scope of your understanding, then, you know, finally you come from your home, Dadar or Lal Bagh or wherever. But even that is not complete. That where did you come in the home from? Ghar mein kahan se aaye? There can be a repetitive, you know, kind of saying that ghar mein main kal office se aaya tha. But beyond that, no, just repeated going office, home, we have come to this world, we have taken a birth. So as we keep expanding our understanding, our the scope of vision, there is more and more, no, depth to the answer that is given, that where did we come from? And Jayadvaita Maharaj in his article, no, he beautifully delineates this, that there are many stages of where the soul is coming from, but ultimately we are eternally part and parcel of Krishna. And Krishna Buli Jiva Bhogavancha Kare, that the jiva was with Krishna, but somehow or other it forgot Krishna. And this forgetting of Krishna, we can see right in the Bhagavad Gita. In the Bhagavad Gita first chapter, Duryodhana and Arjuna, both forget Krishna. One forgets the existence of Krishna. Duryodhana doesn't even acknowledge in all the verses that he quote, he says about who are all in the opposite side and how we should be careful about Dronacharya, about Bhima, about Saubhadrayascha, about the son, children of Subhadra, like Abhimanyu. In all this analysis, Duryodhana never mentions Krishna's name, because according to him, if he is not going to fight, then he doesn't exist for me. Like now in this today's day and age, you only exist if you exist on social media. If you're not on Instagram, if you're not there, then most people don't even know your existence. But that doesn't mean they don't exist. And so for Duryodhana, because he was not fitting into his requirements of whom to be careful for, he didn't even acknowledge Lord Krishna's presence. Arjuna is with Krishna and he is acknowledging Krishna's presence. Senayor ubayor madhye ratam sthape me achyuta. So he uses this word achyuta, that hey Krishna, please take me. So he is aware about Krishna, but somehow he forgets the plan of Krishna. So one forgets Krishna's presence, another forgets Krishna's plan or Krishna's position, that he is the Supreme Lord, he is the one who is orchestrating my life, not that I am directing God. Like many people come to the temple and they know, tell Krishna our plan. Oh Krishna, this is my plan, you please be the executor of my plan. So that also is a type of not acknowledging that Krishna is the supreme controller and we are only there to execute his plan, rather than we somehow maneuvering or controlling and making Krishna execute our plan. So if it can happen right when Krishna is present, it can also happen when Krishna is not there in front of us. And also in the Bhagavatam, as Srila Prabhupada quotes here, is Vyasadeva, when after his meeting and discussing with Narada Muni, he goes into deep meditation and then he sees reality as it is, and this comes in 1.7, Bhagavad, first canto, 7th chapter. Bhakti yogena manasi samyak pranihite yamale. When he, with pure devotion, when he focuses his consciousness without any type of material contamination, apashyat purusham purnam. He sees the Supreme Lord in his complete manifestation, and the complete manifestation of Krishna is that mayam cha tat apashrayam. But he also sees Krishna along with his external energy, which is behind the Lord. And Acharya say that Arjuna was behind the Lord. Krishna was in front and Arjuna was behind. And because he was behind, somehow he forgot not the Lord's plan, being influenced by the external energy, because external energy is always behind the Lord. And then Jiva Goswami, he says that in this verse, it is said that Maya Devi, who is Lord's external energy, who is behind the Lord,
श्री यया सम्मोहितो जीवो आत्मानं त्रिगुणात्मकम् that she is completely capturing anybody that is coming behind the Lord, that anybody that is going behind the Lord, she is completely capturing them and they are completely under the control. But that external energy, she is under the control of the Lord. Daivi esha gunamayi mama maya durataya. So that external energy of the Lord is completely under the Lord's control. And Jiva Goswami kind of, you know, says this, that how is it that the husband is able to control the wife? External energy is Lord's, energy. And in one sense, she is the wife of the Lord. Usually, this Jiva Goswami who says, usually it is wife who controls the husband. But how is it that the Lord is not being able to control, because external, the energy of the Lord, she wants the living entities to engage in Lord's service, and that's how Radharani is showing. But Jiva Goswami says that because the internal, the Lord's pleasure potency, Radharani, is in front of him, therefore Radharani is able to control Krishna. But because Maya Devi, who is behind Krishna, and because she is behind Krishna, doesn't have the power to conquer Krishna. And therefore Krishna completely controls the external energy. And so then our being in this material world, is it because the Lord is the controller and he has kept it? Prabhupada beautifully mentions here that there are three things. There is the want, there is the will, and then there is the wish. The living entities wanted to be separate from the Lord, desire to be separate from the Lord. And because the Lord gives that independence, which is his will to give that independence, he facilitates. So therefore Prabhupada, in this purport, he says that therefore the first sinful will of the living entity is to become the Lord, and consequent will of the Lord is that the living entity forget his factual life and thus the dream of the land of Utopia, where he may become one like the Lord. So because we wanted, therefore the Lord willed. But that's not his wish. His wish is that he wants us back. And anybody that is powerful in this world, his wish and his will are the same. If I wish something, then I will make it happen. But the Lord loves us so much that he doesn't make us, although he desires that we are with him, if we don't want it, then he doesn't force us. So that is the Lord's will out of giving us independence. But it's his wish that we be with him, and being with him, we can be extremely happy and satisfied. There is an analogy that Prabhupada gives in this, is that of a child wanting the moon. And when the child wants the moon, you said that even in Vrindavan, sometimes Krishna used to ask Mother Yashoda that I want to have the moon. So then Mother Yashoda, she used to bring a pot of water, a water pot, and show the moon in the water. Say, see, you have captured the moon. The moon is now under your control in the pot. So Prabhupada gives this same example that the mother may bring a mirror. And in the mirror, the moon is reflected. And the child may foolishly think that I have captured the moon. The moon is now under my grip. Of course, it said that, you know, Krishna playfully, he moved the pot, mirror, the pot with the image of the moon, and the original moon also was moving, which doesn't happen with us, that if I move the mirror, it's not that the person can move. There is one yoga shakti, mystic siddhi, which Hanumanji, when he was traversing, I think Simhika had that by capturing a shadow of a person, the original person can be controlled. Hanumanji was trying to go, and this demon, Simhika or Surasa? Maybe it was Surasa, who caught Hanumanji's shadow, and then Hanumanji could not go ahead. And then he saw that, you know, she was not willing to allow him to let go. And then he comes and, you know, he fights with her and then he goes ahead. So, that reflection that the child sees in the mirror, he becomes foolishly happy that I have the moon with me and I am now the lord of the moon. And yes, Prabhupada says, for a while he may see that, but as the moon starts to go away, sometime the moon vanishes from the horizon and also from here. So then the child realizes, I was not actually capturing the moon. And then he says this, that there are two people who are foolishly thinking that the moon is there. One who is thinking that the moon is fully there, and one who is thinking that I am seeing the moon, and I am both the karmis and the gyanis. One who is trying to experience control, and one who is thinking that, you know, I am actually the observer and not really focusing on the real moon. Ek jo hai wo reflections, who is involved with the reflections, one who is trying to not get into the reflections. Prabhupada says both are in Maya because they are not acknowledging that there is actually the moon that is there. And then he gives another example of a dream. And in a dream, and which is given here, Swapna Drashtur Ivanjasa, that the living entity is not subjugated in reality. It's only a dreamlike condition in which we think we are under Maya's subjugation. Once, I think here only, His Holiness Bhaktacharya Swami Maharaj was giving a class, and he was speaking about this dream. Because even philosophers have this great dilemma that about, especially about dream, there is a whole science research on why do people get dreams and are dreams real. Even sometimes people come to us, say, Prabhuji, mujhe aisa ek swapna aaya ki Bhagwan Krishna jo hai mere angan mein baithe hain. And is calling me or something. And they come and ask, so what do you think? What do you think about these dreams? So dreams are quite mysterious for us to understand. And almost all of us have seen dreams that where we are chasing something or something is being chased by us, or we are happy in a dream. Once in IIT, when I was a student, In Gaur Desh Bhes, I was sitting and chanting, and I dozed off to sleep. And when I dozed off to sleep, as I was chanting, I dreamt that I was chanting. And I completed my 16 rounds. And then when I woke up, I saw that I didn't complete my 16 rounds yet. So in a dream, you can dream of many things, this and that. The most powerful example that I like about dream is that in a dream, especially when you are thirsty in the night, bahut pyaas lag rahi hai, so you may dream of drinking water. And I personally have this experience that I go to a pot and I'm drinking glass after a glass after a glass of water. But somehow the thirst is not being satiated because I am drinking water in a dream. But when I am frustrated, when my body can no longer, be just content with the dream, then when you wake up and when you actually go and just drink even a half a glass of water, you are immediately satisfied. So all the desires, all the hankerings that we have is like that dreamer who is trying to fulfill his real need, which is not existing in the dream. Yes, in a dream there may be many needs that come up. You have loaned someone or you are in love with someone. But there are also real needs that one who is dreaming, like he needs some cool air, his body needs to be hydrated. And if those are not fulfilled, if someone is just trying to fulfill them in a dream, then it won't be satisfied. So once in Europe, once a king, he woke up in the morning and he was about to face a war and he was in tremendous anxiety. And he called his ministers and he asked his ministers that last night I had a very beautiful dream. And that dream was that I was a butterfly going from flower to flower sucking honey. And now that when I wake up, there is this great anxiety of fighting and all that. So I have a question to all of you. Am I a king that I dreamt that I was a butterfly? Or am I a butterfly who is dreaming now that I am a king? Prabhupada mentions that in a dream, somebody may think that I am a king. So which is real? Is the dream world real? Is the real world real? Or both are not real? And there's so many, books, philosophy, and sometimes some movies made out of dreams about what is real. So Bhakti Charu Maharaj says this, that this material world is real, but it's a dream of the Mahavishnu. So we have entered, the Lord has made us enter into His dream, where we are trying to fulfill our dream of trying to become the Lord. And the dream, when it ends of Mahavishnu, then we will all, again go back to His body. And if our dream is not fulfilled, if our desire or want is not still fulfilled, again he'll dream. And in that dream, and because the Lord is dreaming, his dream is not illusion. His dream also manifests as the material realm, which is a reflection of the spiritual world. And this understanding that what's a reflection and what's a reality should be where many introspects, many jnanis spend their time to distance themselves from the cause and the effect. Effect is a reflection of the cause. Somebody who is having a running nose, that's a effect of a cause, that's a reflection of a disease that is inside. And if somebody is just focusing on the reflections, on the effects, and not really going into what is the cause, then he'll never be able to solve the problem fully. Therefore, you know, we say in Gita course, there's a nice line, the soul is searching for the right thing in the wrong place. Long back, there used to be some cartoons put up, you know, in temple, especially during Janmashtami. One of those cartoons was that the man is searching under a street light. And another guy asks him, "Sir, what are you searching?" "Sir, I lost my wallet." "Where did you lose your wallet?" "I lost my wallet in the dark area." "So why are you not searching there?" "Because there is no light there." So where we have lost happiness, where we have lost our peace, if we search there, then we'll find it. But we are trying to search for the right thing in the wrong place. And because we are trying to look for substance in shadow, therefore we are never able to be happy. And therefore in the Bhagavatam, the second verse is, Dharma Projita Kaita Vatra Paramo Nirmatsara Naam Satam Vedyam Vastava Matra Vastu Shivadam Tapatrayon Molanam. This Bhagavatam is going to present us Vastavam, the true reality, the true substance that is going to subdue all the threefold miseries. And the comforts that someone, you know, is, say somebody is very comfortably traveling in a flight or in an AC car. Now that is only a reflection or a effect of his wealth. Many times when we see at comforts, like many times when we go into an international flight, they never take you directly into economy. They take you through business class. At least 2-3 rows of business class you pass through and then you enter economy. And there is a great marketing gimmick in this, that when people are passing through the business class, they see how the seats are very comfortable and, you know, luxurious. And then they enter into this cabin where everything is so cramped. So making them feel that you have not paid enough, if you are here, you will be more comfortable. And naturally, when somebody sees someone sitting, so iska dekho kitna comfort hai. But that comfort that he is experiencing is because of he has paid 3 times more or 4 times more than what the economy guy has paid. So comfort is often a reflection of what is reality or what is the truth. Marks are a reflection of the knowledge that the person has. If you run after marks, then you may not achieve marks, but if you run after reality, which is knowledge, then marks are a natural result. That's like if you run after a shadow, you may not achieve it. But if you go and catch the person, then the shadow is with him. So there is a nice poem that says, success is only a reflection of dedication. And if you want the reflection of success, then focus on the reality of being dedicated. Beauty is only a reflection of health. Most of us just try to become beautiful. But if you try to become healthy, then the natural beauty will come up. Grades are only a reflection of learning. Dreams are only a reflection of the subconscious. Whatever is within you, whatever you have absorbed during the day, during so many lifetimes, they only come up. Energy, being enthusiastic, is a reflection of one's happiness. Intimacy is a reflection of the trust that the person has. If someone trusts you, then they become intimate. So if you want intimacy, but then focus on how can you develop trust. But trust is a reflection of commitment. If you want someone to trust you, then show that person your commitment. And commitment is often a reflection of love. Whatever you love, that's what you are committed to. So in this way, when you keep on going into deeper and deeper aspects of the reflection, what is the source, ultimately we will reach that everything is a reflection of Krishna. And truly the soul is looking for Krishna, but is lost in this game of reflections. And therefore, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he beautifully says that Kisera samsara ei chhaya baji praye, ihate mamata kori brita dina jaye. Oh Lord, this world is just a play of shadows. And somehow I am getting lost in these shadows. But if I truly have to become happy, become satisfied, then I have to come to the reality which is Param Satyam Dhimahi, which is the Lord and his spiritual world, spiritual realm, and his devotion service, which is the true substance. And everything else is a reflection of a reflection. And there are also reflections that are so far away. Like if you go to Nehru Planetarium, there are mirrors that can make you look thin with, instead of being obese. That's the nature. If the reflection is in a wrong desire, then so say for sometimes even with some pennies, some little monies, little power, somebody may become very proud because he is reflecting his value in wrong things. But when we reflect with the lives of the acharyas, with the shastras, then we can see that where we are and we can remain humble. So I will stop here about some thoughts on this verse. And if any devotees have any questions, after the class we can meet. Thank you very much. Granthra Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki.